Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
I bet you recognize that, Steph Curtis.
Is that Harry Potter?
It is the theme from Harry Potter. Hey, I mentioned reading about Stephanie Keen's novel, The Smaller Evil. The other thing that is just keeps on keeping on the thread page is the best books of 2016 so far.
Yes.
And we are almost at the point where we're going to create a list of our favorite books from 2016.
I'm so excited.
Keep checking it out. Mm-hmm. NPRnews.org/thread.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Who are you? We are the knights who say...
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Aster!
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
It is time for Screen Time when we talk about film and movies and TV. Mm-hmm. And you came up with a good idea for this.
Yeah. So we've been doing this series. You've been doing this series, What It Means to Be an American.
Right.
And I thought we could talk about that, well, about movies and not patriotic movies.
Good.
You know, we're not talking about, oh, I don't know, patriotic movies.
We're not talking about wartime movies.
Wartime movies or great westerns or even just, you know, To Kill a Mockingbird or Meet Me in St. Louis, things that make you feel warm inside about America and apple pie or whatever, you know, Music Man. But movies that are about what it means to be an American right now or make you think about American identity. And so I'd love to hear from people.
I know. Let's put the number out.
Let's do it.
So movies, and now you've just heard Steph's kind of frame for this. It's not the wartime movies where America triumphs. It's really not that. It's what it means to be an American in a lot of, with our contradictions, mm-hmm. with our, you know, philosophy, with our perceptions of exceptionalism, that really kind of harnesses what this series has been talking about. If you can think of movies that do a good job of portraying that, call us or tweet us, 651-227-6000, 800-242-2828. And on Twitter, at Carrie NPR. So which are some of the movies that come to mind for you?
All right, the first one we need to talk about, and it's funny, we're just talking about A Wrinkle in Time because Ava DuVernay is directing a new version of A Wrinkle in Time.
Really?
Yes.
She's
and
Selma.
She did Selma, and she just came out with 13th, this jaw-dropping documentary that's on Netflix. So if you don't have Netflix, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
It is a two-hour-long documentary. It's called The 13th, named for the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. But there is a line in it saying that slavery can continue if you're imprisoned and you can use slave labor as prisoners. And then she just takes all these historians and big thinkers and cultural critics and looks at American history post-Civil War in a way that you haven't heard before, all
wow.
put together.
Okay.
It is astonishing. It makes you think about recent history in new ways. She takes on our presidential candidates, Clinton and Trump, and their policies when it comes to prisoners and how they think about prison and crime. It takes on everything. It's just great. And it's about African American prisoners and why we have this, why we have so many people imprisoned in our country.
The way you're embracing this through that choice.
Yeah,
I mean, because you heard so many of our guests saying we can't be blinded by this perception of American exceptionalism, and you're speaking
yes.
to that. Let's grab a call.
Oh, good. There's already a call. I love it.
From Allison in Richfield. Hi, Allison. What's the movie that speaks to you on this idea?
Yeah, In Pursuit of Happiness came to mind because single dad finds himself homeless
yep.
and without a job, and he's looking for work, and he keeps trying and trying, and seeking out all these opportunities, and with some ingenuity and his Rubik's Cube trick and his persistence. And you see him riding with his son on the subway all night long because they have nowhere to sleep or sleeping in the bathroom. But then he just keeps trying and talking to people and finds opportunities and a new career in education. And I thought that that really spoke to what I've seen in America, a lot of people turning around their lives, but then also just sudden changes in economics and how our country's really been struggling through some economic up and down and a lot of single parents out there these days.
Yeah, I think it's a good and an unexpected choice.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Lucy in Duluth. Hey, Lucy, what movie really speaks to you on this idea of what it means to be an American?
Well, I sure would have done better had I had more than 7 minutes, but I'm nominating Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, an incredibly innocent, quite sexist movie from the 60s that nonetheless opened up at least a lot of white folks' view of interracial marriage and made us look at things that we hadn't thought about.
That's Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier, yep.
Poitier, and still...
And Spencer Tracy.
And Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah.
And
right.
The interesting thing about watching it nowadays is at the time it was seen as innovative and cutting edge. And now you look back and you watch it and see how far we've come and how quaint it is in a lot of ways. Like, she brings home an African-American that she's engaged to, and it's Sidney Poitier, first of all, and he's, you know, he's a professional, and he's Sidney Poitier. Like, how could you ever object? But it makes you think about how far we've come, and you could talk about where we saw race relations then and where we see race relations now. I think that's interesting.
And yet the dynamic of the daughter coming back with someone of a different race.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still something to say about that.
Son, different race,
right.
Different class, different
sexuality.
Everything. It is something that can still be remade again and again, but the original classic one is a little set in 1968. It's still an interesting movie to watch because of that.
To Graham in St. Paul. Hi, Graham. How are you thinking about this?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The thing that just immediately popped into my head. I'm a big comic book fan and a big nerd, and the Man of Steel movie with Superman, who originally came out as, you know, an altruistic Superman back in the day, was like the ultimate good guy fighting evil, doing the right thing. And in these contemporary remakes, they turn characters that used to be black and white, good and evil, and they make them gray. They make them, you know, less sure about their past. You know, classically, he's a Midwesterner with good values, and they turn him into a much more kind of tortured New Yorker, kind of dealing with all this, like, you know, weird stuff. And I feel like Hollywood and, you know, contemporary cinema just doesn't think that Americans will accept good people or good characters as a believable main character in a movie. They have to be more Batman-ish, more tortured.
Graham, I love the way you're thinking about this, and you are right on. Just this ability, I mean, and it channels a lot of what we've said in the series, this ability to see the flaws, the contradictions, hold, as Roseanne Cash said, hold a couple of ideas about what it means to be an American in your head at the same time. And I really get it. I get your, I think Superman's a good, the way that series evolved, really.
I love that nomination. In fact, you know, even the Marvel Universe is facing this. Captain America,
right.
Civil War was all about should the Avengers just go out on their own, or should they be beholden to the laws of the United States and the UN? And,
so the vigilante thing.
Should there be vigilantes or not?
Yeah. Call here from Fran in St. Paul. Hi, Fran.
Hi.
Hey, what's your recommendation for us?
Definitely The 13th on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Steph Curtis loves that too. What speaks to you from it?
Sure, absolutely. So for me, I'm actually a social worker, and I work with folks in the criminal justice system coming out of incarceration. And just the discrepancies we see as far as race and really how that disproportionate in convictions and sentencing when it relates to race. And for me as a millennial, this movie really connected the movement today of like Black Lives Matter and those pieces that we're seeing so strong in our country to this post-Civil War really connection to, you know, continuing to enslave a specific population.
Fran, I really appreciate the call. I know what I'm going to be watching this weekend, 13th, on
Netflix. You're going to love it.
Thanks for all the calls.